Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this wake-up call is for the 12th of July, 2018, and the title of today's sermon is Pressure Cooker. A lot of you older people will know what a pressure cooker is, because we used to use them in the houses. It's a great big, very heavy metal pot, and you fill it full of whatever you're going to cook and water, and then you set the lid on it, which tightly seals, and then you have a thing that goes on top, and it screws down, puts pressure, and holds and expands that lid, so it will build up pressure inside that pot to cook a large amount of stuff in a shorter amount of time. Well, they have home models, and they've had commercial models which are used in restaurants, and they're still used. They still sell pressure cookers. And it is like a steam boiler in a building. The old steam boiler heat. Oh, they'd have radiators. And if they would have, or on a ship, they used to use them on steamships. And if the pressure release valve would stick, if there was a problem with it, if it was defective, the boiler or the pressure cooker, if it had clogs in the steam release, it could blow up. And if a ship boiler that would blow would take the whole bottom out of a ship. It would sink a ship. And a building boiler, if it would blow, it would take a whole building, just like a bomb went off. And it would be a disaster in a kitchen area. One of the big commercial pressure cookers would let loose. It would blow up, and it would scald people all around it, and sometimes scald them to death, sometimes kill people. And it could be a mess in your home, but they were much smaller and not quite so dangerous as the big ones. But you had to have that release valve to release the steam pressure clean. It had to be in operating order, so when it got so much pressure, it would relieve itself automatically. The steam would go out. Well, this sermon is called Pressure Cooker, as I said. This world is a pressure cooker right now. Let's be real honest about it. They've got all this stuff jammed into this pot, and they've got it on high heat. And they're cooking everybody. Not just the Israelite people. I'm talking about everybody. The children of the adversary are operating this unit. And that they're putting pressure on and boiling everybody. Because they don't care about anybody but themselves. It doesn't matter who suffers, as long as it's not them. Well, it's backfiring. Because they have blinded themselves to the final event that's going to set one of these things off. And people are waking up, not just our people, not just Israelite people, okay? Of course, I preach to the Israelites, but you look around and you see what's going on in the world with all the people. They are putting pressure on the world population. They are gearing up for another massive conflict with all these little brush fire wars. They're attacking this country, attacking that country by issuing propaganda that this country or that country is doing this or they're doing that, and everybody needs to take this country or that country out because they're the enemy of Israel, or they have these weapons of mass destruction, or this or that. And a lot of it is just territorial acquisition by these people. There's nothing wrong. They're not doing anything except maybe bucking the World Bank, which the adversary's children control. And that is a cardinal sin. That's a sin punishable by death. You don't dare to go against their banking methods. Oh, heavens. Unthinkable. Absolutely unthinkable. Why, that's a sin. Didn't one of the pundits said, oh, competition is a sin. So they're putting pressure on, like in a pressure cooker, to the world population. Now what's happening is this pressure builds. The signs of the pressure building are showing up. And it's not a normal pressure anymore. It is getting to the danger level. All this unreasoning violence. No reason for it. There's no justification for it. But there's violence nonetheless. Sort of like a sport. They don't have anything else to do, so they just get violent. Great Britain. You see all the stuff going on over there. Sweden. No-go areas in Sweden. Rape culture. They rape with impunity, and the ones that are supposed to stop it or protect the people are not. They are under edict not to interfere. There are people that are just untouchable. They're using the Muslim hordes to foment a lot of this violence. And you think that does not have an effect because the people are a little quiet, or they just grumble, or they haven't got their sea legs underneath them yet to react. But when the pressure builds up to the danger zone, there's going to be events occur in diverse nations that's going to set a certain group of people off. Well, we've had several events here in this country where they've had white rights marches, and Antifa shows up. And at first, they were letting Antifa do what they wanted to do, but lately, Antifa has had their behinds handed to them because the cops aren't there in force enough, or were ordered to stand down, and the white boys just opened up a can of whoop-ass on them and just put it to them. You know, okay, you came here for trouble. Here it is. You want to whip up on us? Well, we're going to return the favor. I just saw an article today where this one ambassador, whoever he is, one of the Brits, got beaten to death, almost to death, in the subway over there. Man, I saw the pictures of him in the hospital, and they just beat him. I don't know why, but they did. Somebody did, a boy and a girl, supposedly, and he is a mess. They just messed his whole face up and just beat him. Well, he's one of these ambassadors, and I think he's Jewish, and I think he's a Freemason. This is not in their plan. See, they don't want any repercussions on them. It's all got to be on us. We're the ones that have to suffer. But when it's not us that's suffering and it's some of their tribe, why, that's, we can't have that. That's not acceptable. Well, why would you think that it would be acceptable to do it to us? And that basically it's getting to the point where there's such a general loathing and dislike for their people that it's coming out. People are overtly expressing this in a violent manner. That pressure cooker is having a universal effect, and they think they're exempt from the consequences of an overloaded pressure cooker. Well, until recently, the pressure hasn't been high enough that it would spill over and attach itself to them. It's only been the hot foot for our people, okay, and other people. They use other people against us as cannon fodder. And even some of them are now waking up to the fact that they have been sorely used. And you don't think that the word hasn't gone out in their communities and that retribution is not forthcoming? When you're dealing with a violent group of people anyway, and they become aware, not only are they aware, but they become even more violent, and they will target their violence toward the offending parties. Now, what we need to do is educate these people that we are not the ones that are oppressing them, and that the ones that are not of our racial demographic. The Talmudists have presented themselves, when convenient, as white. Oh yeah, we're white people. But they're not. They're definitely not. And when these people that they have been badly using finally get that figured out, hey, these ain't white folks. The white folks ain't to blame. Well, Louis Farrakhan has been telling them that for a long time. It's not Whitey. It's Jaime. Okay? So that's going to jack the fire up in the pressure cooker. Now, there's not just one pressure cooker. There's a whole bunch of pressure cookers all around the planet. And they are reaching different levels of pressure. Now, there may be a chain reaction where one will go, and then another will go, and another will go, or they may all go at once. We don't know. We can't tell. We have to reach that critical level in pressure. Even our benign, oh, I don't want to get involved people are getting victimized so often that a number of them are waking up. Oh, I don't want to get involved. Well, you're involved by the color of your skin. You're wearing your uniform of involvement. Don't care whether you want to get involved, you are involved. I mean, you're hit. You wake up in the morning and you walk out your front door, you're involved. Because if you are spotted and somebody's angry and they decide to take it out on you, you're involved. And because of your liberal attitude, oh, I'm not a racist. Well, doesn't matter. Now, does it? Doesn't matter whether you're a racist or not. You're going to be treated like one. And maybe you will learn a hard lesson that when you're in the pressure cooker, as everybody is, you're going to be subjected to the heat. Oh my, that's unpleasant. Oh, coffee. But I'm an unpleasant fellow at times. I know that. Bringing the truth to light and does not make you popular. Just doesn't. Only with the remnant. And other people will listen to me in horror and disgust. How is such a racist? The Bible is racist. I hate to tell you that. Oh, that's not so. That's a lie. Did you ever read it? Well, I listened to the preacher on Sunday. Yeah, right. And he's gonna tell you the truth, right? Oh, boy. There are so many out there that are going to get caught short when the pressure cooker reaches critical level. They're not going to prepare. They're going to stick their head in the sand and just go on. Reality is too much for them, and they really just don't. It's so unpleasant. They don't want to be bothered. So when their local pressure cooker goes off, they're going to get caught in the blast. Now, so many of us out here that are doing the preaching and trying to wake people up and telling them truth and showing them facts and all that stuff, if they ignore it and all that stuff, that takes the blame off of us. If you read in Scripture, it says, if you're a watchman on the wall and you don't cry out, then the death of your people will be on your head. But if you do cry out and give them warning and they choose to ignore it, then it's on their head. So, we certainly have been crying out for quite some time. So, their deaths, and I'm talking about deaths. Oh, you're so unpleasant. Yeah, I'm talking about people dying from this violence that's so pervasive. And it's going to increase incrementally. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and more and more and more violent. as the pressure cooker builds pressure. We're in a pressure cooker. Spiritual, physical, mental. And we're having pressure and heat put on us. In the environment, doesn't matter where you're at, everybody's being subjected to it. Some in varying degrees, you know, some less, some more. But everybody's feeling the heat. They may be in denial, but they look around and they see. Maybe unpleasant, and they don't want to talk about it, and they don't want anybody to bring it up. And it's never in even polite discussion. But they see it, and they may shudder and bury their heads in the sand. And it's not going to do them any good. They're going to get caught in the blast if they don't prepare themselves and get away from the pressure cooker and shield themselves from the blast to come, because all of these things are going to blow. Now we'll get a little bit of pressure release. The President Trump pardoned the Hammonds. Some of the farmers that were involved in that land thing up in the north, northwest, where Lavoie Finicum was murdered. Well, he's finally let them out. That's a little bit of justice. But is that a delaying tactic? They're working on that wall down south. But yet he's recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He's got Talmud people, Edomites, all in his family. A lot of his advisors, people around him, people he does business with, all of that ilk. Now, he can't be 100% good guy if he's going to have them around him, because they're going to control him. And if he goes too far, they're going to take him out. They've done it with how many presidents already? I mean, these people have no morals. He can have an unfortunate accident, or a plane can go down, or some crazy that hates Trump, they let him get through. And he plugs the press. I mean, how many presidents just straight up, you know, just walk up and just shoot somebody? And he's got Secret Service all over him. But all these other presidents had Secret Service all over them too, and they still got it. Governors, senators, congressmen, anybody that gets out of line with the tribe, that the tribe finds inconvenient, they have met their fate. Okay? Oh, it's a terrible traffic accident. My. What a shame. We'll have a big public funeral and mourn for him, but it doesn't make the guy any less dead, does it? Ah, coffee. And he was just about to tell all about something. But now he's dead and he's silent and it's never going to be heard. Imagine how that happens. Funny, isn't it? And that adds to the pressure. Adds to the pressure. Look at the state of California. Talk about a failed government and absolute virtual anarchy. the northern part wants to secede from the southern part because it's so nasty and corrupt and just they want to get out. They can't stand that state government, and that's another pressure cooker. That's a pressure cooker all in itself. But what about the good white people that live out there that are subjected to all that crapola that goes on out there, that are not liberal, that are not homosexual activists or Aztlan separatists or commie revolutionaries or whatever? What about the people that just want to live their lives and raise their kids and go to work every day like it used to be? Well, the demographics of the nation have changed that it's not like it used to be. The days of mom and pop and all of that and family-owned stores, little family markets and stuff, that's gone. It's mega corporations running everything. Is that the way we're supposed to live, folks? And the level of dissatisfaction that people have of their own lives, that adds to the pressure. That's indicative of this pressure cooker. Because they have changed and perverted so much. That puts pressure on the decent people. And it's not the flaming libtards that are going to rise up. It's going to be the straight-up decent people that when you finally anger them enough, that pressure cooker's going to blow. And then there's going to be hell to pay. And we keep waiting for this to happen. Well, it's not on our time schedule. Okay? Going to get worse before it gets better, and it has to. It has to reach a point where it is absolutely intolerable to our people. It's got to be absolutely intolerable because they will tolerate so much. And we're a friendly people. We are. Israelites are friendly, outgoing, generous by nature. But there's a high limit to what we'll stand for. And when Israel finally has enough, that pressure valve is not going to be able to contain the pressure, and it's going to blow. Win, win, win! Nobody can give you an answer. Don't try to be a prophet. Don't be a guru. Don't do all this nonsense. I'm not even going to try. Because all these guys who give you a time frame, when it doesn't happen, they look so foolish. So I'm not giving anybody any time frame. I don't know any more than you do, but I know it's coming. And quite honestly, brothers and sisters, you know what's coming too. Come on. You're not completely blind. You may be in denial. That's so. But you're not blind, and you're not missing it completely. I'm just hoping that it doesn't catch you unawares, that you're in denial so much that you put it off and put it off and put it off, and you don't prepare, you don't have any contingency plans for your or your family's survival. And I'm talking prepper stuff here. You can organize some stuff and have food and clothing and water and water purification. That's going to be the biggest thing. Water purification. You're going to have something to purify water, because you run out of water, you're dead. It's going to be a mess, so you need to be prepared. But you can't base your whole life on prepping. While things are still going on, you still need to work. You still need to take care of your family. You still need to do so many things, okay? That's reality. I'm not telling you to live in some fantasy world, to divorce yourself from reality and just hang out in the bushes and camouflage and, be Rambo. Come on now. That's not reality either. That's not even close to reality. You can't do that. I mean, it might not come for another 5 years. We don't know. We know that it's coming. So, if you get non-perishable food and you store it up, if it doesn't happen for 5 years, you lose nothing. If you have water purification stuff, once you've got it, you lose nothing. It's not gonna go away. You keep it in your closet and keep everything ready. You lose nothing. It doesn't have to be out in the open. You don't have to answer any questions to your neighbors. Oh, what's all this stuff for? None of your business. You don't have it where they can see it. Keep it secret. It's your business. Keep your business to yourself. Okay? Come on. Use your head. Pick your companions carefully, because they're in the pressure cooker that you're in. And you need to build a little network of like-minded people where you can all cooperate. Now, not everybody's not going to be clones, and that people may have some different ideas about a few things. But basic like-mindedness of, hey, look, we're in a bad situation. This is a mess. It's not like how it should be. And we need to get ready because things are going to blow. Well, that'll do it. After everything is over and everybody's surviving, everybody can break off and go do their own thing, I guess. But you have to survive the initial explosion of the pressure cooker or pressure cookers. Like I said, there's a number of different scenarios all around the planet that are cooking at the same time. Some are more volatile than others. And when they go, they go. That might not affect you directly, but it's going to be signs of the end. Wars and rumors of wars and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Having what you need in storage is not a danger to you. Not having what you need in storage is. Because when the pressure cooker finally builds to its maximum pressure and the valve sticks and there's no more steam release, she's going to let loose. And you need to be far enough away from that pressure cooker that you won't get splattered with the scalding material or fragments of whatever. You need to survive. This is such an unpleasant subject. Because we've all lived our lives in America or Britain or wherever, and it wasn't like this when we were young. All of these things have taken place in our lifetime. And before our lifetime, some of it. It's been building, this pressure cooker has been building for a long, long time. And it's a slow build. Well, it's still fairly slow compared to what it could be, but it's speeded up. The laws that they're trying to pass, where you're not allowed to criticize, that's a freedom you're going to lose. Are you ready to lose that freedom? Are you going to take it? I mean, just the broadcasts that I have done, they could come and kick my door in and drag me off to jail again for hate crimes. They've done it to other old people. They're doing it over in Europe. Monica and Alfred Schaefer, Alison Chablow, Ursula Haverbeck. I mean, come on. Over and over and over and over and over. The careers of people that have spoken out that they have ruined. Punishment for thought crimes. Thought crimes. Nope, they didn't go out and violate anybody's rights. They didn't go out and beat anybody up. They didn't go out and do anything to anybody. They spoke the truth. They aired their opinions, and having an opinion seems to be criminal these days. Was it like that when you were young? The term freedom of speech, quite honestly, brothers and sisters, has become a joke. What freedom of speech? You say the wrong thing, first of all, somebody will get on you at your job. Well, you can't work here and think like that. We're just going to have to let you go because that's an embarrassment to our company. And we might get called a name, and this lobbying group will boycott us, and you have become a liability, so we're going to have to release you, and you'll have to go find another place of employment. But I've been here 20 years. That's irrelevant. You're going to have to go elsewhere. Like where? We don't care where, just go. Just, unjust. Absolutely ludicrous. So far out, you never would have seen it coming. Indications of the pressure cooker. It's one of the symptoms. One of the symptoms, personal retribution for even thinking. If you don't march in lockstep, well, you'll march some way, but won't be at your job. And then they'll alert, I'm sure, the bank where you have your loan on your house. And they'll start putting pressure on you. We understand that you've been laid off and we need a guarantee on this loan. You're going to have to sign these papers. We're going to redo your loan, and it's going to be another 30% interest because we understand that you're no longer a good risk. I mean, they do this stuff all the time. I'm sure they do it to people that you know. And what do you do about it? You can't say, well, you can't fire me. Well, they sure they can. They can do what they want. They own the company. Do you have any recourse? Well, I'll sue. Who are you going to hire? One of the lawyer from the tribe to represent you? Oh, such a deal. I'll give you. I will sue. And I will take... let's see, it'll be $10,000 an hour. Of course, if you lose, you're still going to have to pay. So there you go. There goes your job. There goes your house. There goes your life savings. There goes all of it. For thinking. Oh, you thought wrong. Man. Did you ever see that coming when you were young? Did you see that? Did you see it coming? Of course you didn't. Because in our way of thinking, which is usually biblical and righteous and all of that, we don't think along those terms. We wouldn't do that. Well, you disagree with me. Well, that's up to you. You go ahead and disagree. Just, you know, I don't have to hang out with you. And that's as far as it goes. You know, you avoid the person. And that's the end of it. That's all. It's over. But not with them. They never forgive. They never forget. And they are vindictive. They want vengeance for any perceived wrong, whether it's a real wrong or imagined, or just because they're in the mood and are having a bad day. Who bears the brunt? Why, you do, brother and sister. You get stuck with it. And you go through your life wondering when that hammer's going to drop. Okay, now, see, it's not on the forefront of your mind. You're not thinking of it 24/7, but it's in there. And it's a little worry that's sort of niggling at you. And it adds to the pressure. That's your personal pressure cooker. In action. What are the repercussions going to be for me taking a stand? Well, I don't dare take a stand because it will be this and this and this. And I have to toe this party line, and I really hate those people, and I can't stand them, and just, it's so hard for me just to go to work every day. That's psychological pressure on you and your pressure cooker. That's what it is. That's psychological pressure on you and your personal pressure cooker. And everybody's pressure cooker has a different valve, and some people blow up a lot sooner than others. And other people never blow up. They've got an open release valve, and they just take anything that comes, and they just get walked over, and they lay down, and they do nothing. See, that's different people, different pressure cookers. How do you react to pressure? When is enough enough? Well, with some people, enough never comes. They just don't have a pair. I'm sorry. They're victims, they're perpetual victims, they're gonna be walked on, and they'll take it. They will. And it's sad and it's disgusting. And you see these people, and what on earth is the matter with that guy that he lets this guy treat him like that? Why, if he talked to me like that, man, I'd lay him out. Well, that's you. You see? This other guy lays down. He's a doormat. And everybody walks on him. And there's more and more and more doormats in the world. they're not affected by the pressure cooker. Because nothing bothers them. They just, you know, oh, well, I can't do anything. Okay, well, you can't do anything. Okay, I understand. Then be walked on. But a lot of the Israelite men are getting angry. The signs of pressure are showing. And to varying degrees, it's going to blow soon because it's getting to the point where it's intolerable, where they are not even letting us live our lives at all. So this pressure cooker is building and building and building and building and building. And we're all, those of us that are faithful, the EFR audience and a lot of other people, are waiting for the day. And a lot of us are not waiting idly. We're preparing. We've got all our stuff together. And when we get the call out from our master, and it's time to go, it's going to be a thing of horror for some and a thing of glory for others. Personally, I can't wait. I'm just so anxious. I just want it to happen. I am so ready. Because I've reached my limit, and I speak out, and if I get punished for speaking out, well, been there, done that. But it's not silencing me. That's all I can say. It is not silencing me. Well, I'm getting down toward the end of the hour. This has been sort of a rambling sermon. Wanted to run some things by you. I didn't get into a lot of scripture today, but this is more from the heart, what I'm feeling. I don't really get a chance to put my personal feelings out here much. I stay with the word, but all of this that's going on in this pressure cooker is affecting me too, folks. And if you wonder, if I get down, yeah, I do. Just like everybody else. I have feelings just like everybody else. And I try to keep myself up and be a good presenter here on EFR. But it wears on you. It really does, brothers and sisters. It wears on you real heavy. Because I'm a man like anybody else, and I just, you know, there's times I just want to punch somebody. You know, they've pushed me that far. And out on the street, you know, I keep my mouth shut, but I don't let anybody run over me. I don't let people cut in front of me in lines. Hey, end of the line's back there. Well, I don't want to hear your mouth. End of the line's back there. You don't cut in front of me. I don't care what you do with anybody else, but you don't cut in front of me. Now move. And they do. You know, if they play that intimidation game. Well, some of us don't play that game. It's a mistake to try. And I see more and more and more people standing up for themselves out here in the world. And it's about doggone time. It's about time. It's showing that the pressure is reaching its higher levels. And if I have to vent, well, I've been known I've been known to do that. And, you know, well, it'll be what it is. They won't want to come back for seconds. But, I don't know. We have to keep faith in Yahweh. And we have to wait on the Father to provide the proper time for our pressure cookers to let loose. And he will. He has got a plan. We're not privy to it. It tells us in Scripture that no man knows the hour. Not even Yeshua Messiah. He couldn't tell anybody. And he was the Son. He says, only my Father in heaven knows. He knows, and he knows what's going on with us, and he's watching over all of us that are faithful. We have to occupy until the end. Endure. And we will reap our heavenly rewards with eternal life. And that's another promise that he made us through Yeshua Messiah. So what can I say? I'm going to shut my face and play some music. I've rambled on enough. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the support from a lot of my listeners and the people that have been purchasing my Torahs and sending nice donations. I appreciate that because I'm on short rations all the time. I don't get all the benefits that all the non-whites get. They can have whatever they want. Me, I have had to pay my way. But that's not a bad thing. I'll see y'all later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold, hard ground. I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on, I'll walk.